Hey, friends.
What's up, buddy?
Welcome back to another episode of the podcast where I am losing my voice.
The itchy and scratchy podcast.
Excuse me if all my non-playing characters talk like this tonight.
Yeah, I can't have any like non-itchy characters. Snake!
But Moore's going to be like, yes, Bobby. Yes.
That would be
Give it to me.
Well, welcome back. Last episode was a lot of planning, getting ready for Enter Paradisia successfully. You guys finished off the ghouls in the giant and the morgue to successfully get the keys for the jailer's keys for Teb Talib, and he in turn will hook you guys up with whichever way you want to try to get into Paradisia, which doesn't seem to be like there's a one option better than the other. They all have their cons and pros, mostly cons. But you came up with a secondary alternative of at least getting a look at the city, and you traveled pretty much unless, and you know, I forgot, I kind of wanted to speed along getting there and ending the episode. It was getting kind of lengthy, but you did get stopped a few times by a zombie guards on horseback, zombie horses and skeletal horses, and that, like, you know, lower minion kind of undead, and they didn't seem to have any free will or free thought, I should say. They would just say papers, and then you'd show them the papers and they'd look at them and they go, move along. And that happened a few times. I didn't want to betray that the roads were barely guarded and nobody was on them at all. You saw more patrols than you did other people moving around on them. But you get to a small, I shouldn't even say, it's kind of a fairly large, several hundred merchant camp. You know, we'll get into it when the episode starts. Anybody have any questions on anything that happened last episode?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So now we'll get into the market. We left off, you guys are looking at Paradisia, and it takes a few minutes of you guys like looking at the sheer magnitude. I mean, 100 feet tall marble, and this is, it's on a hill too, so it's taller than even 100 feet from the wall. So it's built on an incline. It's in a cradle. You remember the description? You guys don't need me to read it again, right?
No, we're good.
But it's got gold inlay at the top. Like, you think that's actual gold. But this little market that you're looking at is very strange. Rows and rows of silken tents lined up in a very orderly fashion with lanes and roads cutting across. And very few, it's a market, and very few people actually shopping. Most of the things that are doing the shopping is cloaked individuals dressed in a very uniform Raphetian priests accompanied by several undead, and they are picking through things and looking through things. The priests will stack it up onto a chest, and then these giant zombies that you guys have fought several times will take it up into Paradisia. The only things you see on the steps are these giants going back and forth. The steps are amazing themselves. They're only almost a mile long.
That's crazy.
You were given silks, and you're given a tent to set up a booth to sell the silks.
Guess we'll set up somewhere where we're not too far away and not too close.
Okay, just right. Just the right level of suspicion.
Yeah. Just suspicious enough.
And
fly casually.
Our thing's called the Three Little Bears. All right.
I think we need
the silky bears.
I think we need to try to crack open that last chest.
Before we get there or after we get there?
After,
I'll save the trouble. The last chest had the same amount of coin in it, which was copper and silver. There's no gold.
Poor people money.
God, I kick it over.
It was the same kind of disappointed. It's a big ass chest, so it's around $3,000 of gold. And you wanted to identify certain things, right?
Yes.
What were the things?
The soup bowl.
Soup bowl is called soul soup.
So soup for the soul.
Soup for the soul. It allows an extra saving throw against mind-affecting saves if you're washed in it. It's not even for drinking. It's
So washed in it?
Yeah.
We just need to make you really small.
No, you just, your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to dip your balls in it if you want to get the...
And the traveler's any tool. This becomes a masterwork tools for any craft or profession.
Yeah. Kind of assumed as much, but good to hear you say it. What was... We had something else. Like a rod that was like a snake that we identified or something?
You know, you've had it so long, I'm just going to say you guys got it. It's the rod of the viper.
Okay.
You can look that one up if you want. Who had that? Was that Rouse, right?
Yes. The rod strikes as a +2 heavy mace. Once per day upon command, the head of the rod becomes that of any actual serpent for 10 minutes. During this period, any successful strike with the rod deals its usual damage and also poisons the creature hit. The poison deals 1d3 constitution damage per round for 6 rounds. Poison creatures can make a DC 16 fortitude save each round to negate the damage and end the affliction. Multiple hits extend the duration by 3 rounds and increases the DC by +2 for each hit.
Holy crap,
the rod only functions if its possessor is evil.
What did you say about the evil part?
Says the rod only functions if its possessor is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we're selling it.
All right, Lyrium, here you go, buddy.
What the?
Well, you know your alignment's changing every time you screw somebody other than your famous.
Chimerian's like, I'll take that.
So
not going to need it for anything.
That's worth 8,000 if we sell it.
I think it's pretty nice if you're evil, though. Think about like hitting somebody like 3 times.
Oh, I don't think we want to sell it here because these are all evil.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, well,
can we convince the target audience? Evil? I mean, it is kind of evil to wield this thing.
I mean, you're undead, so you're halfway there.
That would be highly sought after here. You could sell that thing in a second.
Can we sell it for more than?
Yeah.
I'll even give you 10.
Ooh. This is how we get evil points. Dark side points.
See, we're on the other end. We're not trying to buy something, sell something to get money. This is our prime thing with the silks. Price is now $32,000.
So of course, trying to sell.
I see a teensy little problem of selling this to people we might be fighting in like a day or so.
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, he's selling it for more than anybody would pay for it, so we might be all right.
Unless some guard comes up, all right, like, damn it!
I just start shaking down merchants around him so he can get the money, and then comes and buys it.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta hit every tent here.
You won't see it if I buy it.
Liar. Yeah, it's going back in the bag. We'll sell it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... You do get to make a DC 16 fortitude to save each round to negate the damage.
Think about it hitting you twice a round.
But, like, yeah, if it hits you twice a round, that becomes an 18. Hits you 3 times, that becomes a 20. That save starts to get a little bit harder.
Yeah. We're not selling. Not here. All right, so we're going to make our rounds and get 4... If they've got them, wands of
yeah, and I don't think
light.
That has to be
so.
In the same
here's the fucked up thing: you get to cure light wounds. You can get them. You won't find anything more powerful than that because they would be scared of you using them against undead. But where you find the cure light wounds wands is you have to buy them separately. There's nobody has that many, and you don't want to raise suspicion. But it's slavers
keep their slaves alive.
That's there's people selling slaves here and stuff like that, too. I mean.
Man, we buy a couple slaves, take them back, and just let them go.
There's a food market area where they're selling, like, some pretty awful things you think people probably shouldn't eat or would eat.
Don't tell me there's babies.
They got a lion around the booth.
If you say, don't tell me there's blank there.
It's there.
It's there, okay, to be sold for food. You see a slavers that are selling, half of them are, like, dirty pervert slaves, like selling, you know, sex workers. And then, no, Bobby, no. And the other half.
This is why he gave you a girlfriend, the secret reason.
And then the other half is like labor or guard type things. There's even like one guy's promoting, like, we remove their brains, you know, their thoughts, all their thought processes. We use drugs to wipe their minds. They'll totally obey you for the rest of their lives. There's not even a person in there anymore, and he knocks on his head. But just, you're in an evil market.
Yeah.
Poisons, great, all that kind of stuff. There are even people that would come, some people come in and buy stuff and then go out into the wild again. So they're not all going to Paradisia.
Gotcha.
There must be, I mean, this valley probably has evil denizens all through it. And so, like, you'll see a wizard come down from a nearby woods and come and take. And this is over a couple hours of you guys selling, coming, and you're doing reconnaissance. So I'm giving you guys, but you see, like, a dark necromancer come down from the hills, buy a few people, and then go back up.
Wow. Do they have any, like, daggers of, like, what is the opposite of cure light? It's
inflict wounds. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that might be good for the other people on the inside that we might got to go against that's not the dead. Hence the little boy.
Oh. I don't think...
Or arrows.
I don't think, like, doing just a little bit of...
inflict wounds.
Yeah, it would really be that.
Well, the way you shoot.
Well, like, if you really want to do that, get me, like, a couple, like, Bane human arrows.
Sir, check this out. Only the most vile of people would use a weapon like this. A bane of humankind. Only the worst, most degenerate kind of person would use a weapon like this. Only the biggest piece of shit.
It looks exactly like Lyrium's.
Just feel it. It feels wrong. It feels terrible. Go on, sir. Hold it.
No. I've got one already.
Yeah.
Only the biggest piece of shit. Worst things on the planet. I have two. You know what's better than one human bane weapon?
Just to kind of keep our cover. Like, all of us are like, ooh, it's icky.
It feels really icky.
Oh,
you are both human and elf.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful.
It's going to be.
This sword wants to kill you. You want to die.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a sword.
I thought it was a bow.
Whatever.
No. I'll still pick it up.
He's got those two.
Because I'm going to be like.
Does he have arrows?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of a store with a human bane. Human Banes, Zany's, like, you know, like...
Any Banes? Humie Banes?
Zany Human Banes. And it's got those, like, blow-up things that, like, you know, from car dealerships, out all in front of it, and it's all, like, Human Bane weapons.
I'll pick it up. I'm going to fight the...
You feel
Ickby.
Awful, yeah.
I know,
yeah.
I feel awful, but I'm going to be like...
You know what would only be worse than that, sir? Because you are human, I could tell. Got a little bit of human in you. If one of your friends had a weapon like that, that would make them a piece of shit. But you, you're all right.
So you have a bow like that?
You got a bigger weapon?
Lyrium's like, I'm trying to complete the package.
They do have he is selling human, a human bane, for real, human bane weapons, plus one human bane weapon.
So arrows? I mean...
Or banes of all good kind of creatures. There's elves there. There's, you know, all the races.
I'm a little bit of both. This is murder me temple area. I'll buy some arrows though, definitely.
Of what?
For Bane human.
Yeah, that's fucked up. All right, whatever the look up the price. How about you, my dragon friend? Would you like some eggs? We have dragon omelet. They are delicious. You look, sir, look like you would enjoy a dragon omelet.
So you're asking the dragonborn if he wants to see a dragon off? Okay.
Why not? I thought I was bad just touching a sword. I ain't eating a dragon egg.
I have no intention of eating. So it'd be 8,302 gold pieces and 5 silver for 50.
We'll take 50.
Okay. I feel like a shitty person now, but I got Bane of human arrows. Are we sure this guy's a human? That would be too bad. He's like an elf.
You don't know what race he is. You have no idea.
We should find out that
That's 50 less used against us. How's that?
Unless you turn evil.
Hey, I'm balancing this act the best I can in my mind. I almost bought the sword just to get it out of somebody else's hand to use it against us.
I lied a little bit. They're not full-on dragon eggs. They're wyvern eggs.
Okay, that's fine.
But you can... So, would you like a little wyvern omelet? 50 standards.
I buy them.
All right, it's one egg.
With what money? You broke. Nah, go for it.
Yeah. What would you like in it, sir?
How about some...
Some onions?
Onions.
Peppers?
Peppers.
Bacon?
Definitely bacon. Gotta
be
bacon.
No, not our bacon. No, I'm just joking.
You want any other specialty meat in there?
Nah, just a little ham and a pork.
I got some fresh humans.
Yeah. Humans tend to be too crunchy.
Sentient meat is the best. He does the French kiss thing. Or chef's kiss. And he makes you an omelet. It's delicious.
Do they have any arrows of dragon slaying? I mean, just perusing. Figured. Wasn't sure.
I do.
I know you do. I was just seeing if they had something else. So we got the four wands, his egg, your arrows. Somebody's looking for a gun.
That's right. Most of them don't work on land.
Oh, yeah. True.
What doesn't work on land?
Guns. Most guns.
Yep. They do not. Do not carry guns here.
You about
outside of, by the way, when you guys were, you know, the pirates and all that stuff, I mean, you guys know, your gun is stared at a lot. Like, what the fuck is that thing?
Are you still wearing your hat? Just out of curiosity? Are you in full pirate regard? Well, not now, but generally. But
generally, I'm probably still largely wearing some version of the clothes I was wearing when we got here.
Gotcha.
And that was fancy dress that we came directly from.
I'm just kind of imagining walking around with a pirate. Like, no, nothing to see here.
Totally normal.
Totally normal.
I do need a short bow. Do I want a human bane or do I want something else that they're likely to sell here? I guess I will take a human bane if they got one.
Mm. Why do you need a short bow?
So I have a
ranged weapon?
A different ranged weapon that's quiet and that has human bane on it.
Fair enough. You really dislike humans. I've noticed that about you.
Like There are lots of banes I could ask for, but I'm not likely to get them here.
Yeah, that's true.
And people are going to look at me funny if I say, hey, can I get an undead bane weapon the very shadow of Paradise?
All right, any rings of protection plus two anywhere?
Anything over... They do. There'll be one, but I will roll for more than one. Do you want more than one?
I would love to upgrade mine.
And mine, if I can.
There is two in the whole market.
All right, so if we sell our two plus ones, that's $1,000. It'll drop that from 16 to 14,000. So, that'll definitely be worth it because I'm tired of getting hit.
Anything else you guys want to buy?
$8,330 is what that short bow would cost me.
All right, so we got four rods of cure light. Me and you now have a plus two ring of protection.
Yep.
You have your arrows and you have your bow. Now we basically right back where we started.
Oh, we've spent all our money?
We got 17 grand left.
Okay.
Because everything that we sold and everything got us a pretty good chunk of change. It was the richest we've ever been, and now we're right back where we started.
I think that knocker of viperism or whatever and my staff we shouldn't sell here.
Should?
Shouldn't.
I don't want to sell it here.
Yeah.
No. We'll probably get a pretty good chunk of change for those, but we're going to have to sell it somewhere else.
So let's do that scouting around thing. I guess, does somebody need to mind the store?
I'll stay. Spot sucks compared to yours.
Well, I had the dark thought that we could see if the guy selling those brain-wiped zombie people, see if they had any that looked like us. We can just stick in our clothes at the booth.
Wow.
I think I'm lucky I stopped paying attention to him. I have no idea what he said. But the looks on your faces make me think it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I could pick up some dark side points, guys, for all of us. For all of us. It'd be really convenient.
I will stay here and sell the stuff. My spot sucks compared to most of your guys.
So around this camp are several undead. So you can't stray close, not only to the base of the, because everything's around the base of the stairs, but nothing gets up the stairs. There's a lot of undead right there.
So we can't stray far from the stairs, but we...
And, yeah, you can go out directly east and west, but if you try to go north, east, or west, like towards the walls, there's other undead wandering around out there. A lot of undead wandering around the fields out there. Very Walking Dead style, just like shambling around out there. You're not sure if they would react to you if you went out that way, but you haven't seen undead just wandering around anywhere else.
Gotcha. Well, how did the undead react to me specifically? I'm kind of curious about that.
Regarded you with any one way or the other.
Gotcha.
Of course, you haven't really talked to them or tried to interact with them other than walking past them, but nothing like that.
You can go talk to Charlie.
And I am going to highly, like, be assumed, like, you didn't have a Dagotha symbol anywhere on your body, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. not visible at the very least.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-mm. No, it's only on the armor. And I'm not wearing the armor.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
It might be safest if she tries to go on her own. They might not react to her being out there.
You can wander out and just get a visual. If you see cracks in the wall or stuff at a distance, then we can pursue later for a different time. That's the main thing. If you can get closer, so be it. Try. But we're looking for, you know, any kind of a deformation in structure that could lead, even if it's a crack in a wall that's really dark and deep, maybe we can dig under in the night or something like that. I don't know if they're much more guarded at night or not, but
the Hoover Dam. You're looking at the fucking Hoover Dam.
Okay, yeah. So think about structurally what has to support the Hoover Dam and think about trying
to dig
under.
Look for water source or sewer.
When I said looking at it, you're like, what the like, you don't think man could build this thing. Yeah. Emperor Ravain built this.
Yeah. And like I said, he used
construct wall and said permanency.
Yeah.
And I remember I said there are no even, what do you call them? Not facets, but cracks in the wall where you would line two stones up together. You don't see that.
Gotcha. It's just solid.
It looks solid.
It's called
concrete. And it's not in disrepair. It's not falling apart thing. It is looks like it was built yesterday.
Wow.
There are no like cracks running through stuff. I'm trying to like really paint the picture of what this is.
So no Conan.
Yeah.
Off the side of the mountain great thing.
I mean, if you could climb this thing, somebody could maybe climb it. They would have to be an expert climber, however, and they would be climbing up the intricate designs and the artistry of it. They're not climbing up old.
All the gold inlay takes up the cracks.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
So you're the only one that could make it. You're the only one close enough to expert.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, when you start talking about that, it's probably, you know, I'd have to roll good.
25 or better.
Yeah, so 25 or better right now, that's...
10 plus.
That's like a 12.
So it looks like wagons is the best way. Ooh!
How far away are is the river and such?
You passed over it, by the way, the Black River.
Yeah.
So from where we were, he said 40 miles.
That's about 20 miles away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's probably not 20. That's probably 15, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can't go up that far without getting in trouble.
Well, we could go off to the left toward the river. So I will go up to the one of the undead and ask if I can just walk to the river.
All right, let's get a roll at random. There's a couple there's zombies and skeletons. Yeah. I'm sure you're not talking to them.
Yeah, one of the undead that looks the most intelligent.
Whoa. There's a robed figure. You can't tell if he's undead or not, but he's amongst the undead.
Gotcha.
And he's wearing full-on Riffetite gear. Black robes with silver trim.
I'm seriously... doubting whether I wanted to should have talked to this.
You don't have to talk to him. I'm just describing him.
Gotcha.
Of who you see that looks intelligent around you. Thaumaturgic symbols going down his chest. Has a staff, gnarled, black wood, cowled up face. Wearing a golden mask, however, that looks a lot like manticores, like a very similar, not like manticores, sorry, a lot like the engineers. And he's just standing there. The undead are just kind of around him, and he's just looking back, looking around, just kind of hanging out. Okay. But he does, like, notices you kind of fucking him. His head cants over to you.
I guess now I got to walk up to him, and is it all right if I walk to the river and walk upon it?
Who are you?
A trader.
I am Relg.
Offers a hand. It's a silk black glove.
Solaris.
He brings your hand to knuckles to his forehead, almost like you would be kissing, but he does it to his forehead.
A pleasure, my lady. You are a true rare specimen.
I do the best to hide my disgust. Oh, it's cocked, unfortunately. Ooh, it was almost a 20. It is not. I do not do a good job hiding my disgust.
It's fine. We all must come to accept what we are sometimes. And that can take time. Why do you want to walk to the river, my lady?
To see what there is to see there.
And what are you hoping to see there?
I don't know. But I'll know it if I see it.
Can I accompany you to the river? I would hate any of these other creatures to mistake your intentions.
I suppose it's not... Yes, come along.
Very well.
You're actually not sure he's Rafetite. Now you're like looking at him. I mean, he has the engineer thing, and you just assume Rafetite, but you don't see any religious symbols on him.
And the robes are similar to...
In design, but that might be just because he's in this area. And it might be that's just the style of the valley. 15 miles? You gonna walk?
Yeah.
That's the whole day.
I know. You wanted me to scout it out.
Do you have a mount, my lady? I have a few.
I look around for his few mounts. I have a horse back at camp.
Fetch it. I will ride with you.
All right, I'll let you know what's going on. I fetch my horse and...
Go get you some.
Yeah.
Whatever's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Hey, you got your... you got your arrows, but that ain't going to do you no good.
I mean, if it comes down to it, I'm going to fight for my life.
The arrows help make the ploy real because you got Bane human.
Oh, yeah.
You trot out. Takes a while. You get there, no problem. He stays quiet unless you say something to him.
If it is not too much of me to ask, you wear the mask of the engineer.
Yes.
What does it mean to wear that mask?
Means I seek the truth.
What truth?
About where we came from. Mm. The portable. The Akrams. Life. Souls.
And what have you discerned?
Many... things, and it's sometimes hard to distinguish fact from fiction. And what is folklore and what is true? Good, evil, right, wrong, how that interplays with the truth and what somebody thinks is the truth.
It has always struck me as odd that some humans think that we did not come from here. Or that we came from here. My people are old. There are none who remember coming here, or even the worlds that we came from. But they are history that this is not our world. Not hearsay. My mother's grandmother knew where she came from. And so this... history is still with us.
Take Chom Neshing Mashitovran. Take us.
I assume that's Drow.
Yes. It says, we all have dwelt in the darkness. It matters not. We're under.
That's not like a vampire-like Drow-like happy phrase or anything that I should be aware of?
Okay. No, it's a common.
All right.
Drow saying, well, not common, but... I mean, it's not common up here.
Yeah.
It's common down there.
Yeah. I give it a little chuckle. You've spent time in the Dark Realms?
I have. Grew out of it, in fact.
Are you Dagothi?
At one time. I do not like putting labels on things. It stifles the imagination.
We are.
For a time. But you were Dagothi at one time as well. Maybe still yet.
In a way I was, but I was always half-breed.
Again, labels. They get in the way of things. When they shouldn't.
But it is a truth. My father was an elf. My mother was Dagothi. I am a mistake, a half-breed.
You do not look like a mistake that I have seen.
Mistake or not, I captured my own power eventually. You are correct in that.
You get to the river.
The dam is north. It has many floodgates. If everything were to crack open at once, it would flood this whole area and wash it away. But there are ways to open the water ever so slightly and let little out at a time. If that was so your prerogative.
If my magical ship was to have run aground on the lower part of the Black River, that would be very important information.
Rightly so.
I guess going up further along the river and...
I mean, Trotsky doesn't seem to stop you.
Yeah. Just,
there are undead looking at you guys.
But they seem to...
When you guys
no
get
mind.
Close to them, I should have mentioned this, sorry, a little earlier, and he would have even mentioned it. As you guys kind of get closer, they're wandering and shambling. And then when you get a certain distance, it's not always the exact distance. It's roughish. But around a mile out from one-ish, you see it like... lurch, its eyes glow red, and it snaps its head looking at you. Like it became aware. And
gotcha. Like somebody's looked. Now watching us.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll be as nonchalant as Solaris can be.
Just fly casual.
Yeah, pretty much. Probably talk about home. I mean, we don't have to go into it, but yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Kind of get a sense of how old he is. How he came to be the way he is. Whether he'd reverse it if he could. Or if immortality is worth...
Nothing is immortal. Even the gods. They just age slower than most other things. Nothing is immortal. And I don't know if I regret it or not. It's allowed me to see many things I would not have otherwise. But it has also left me many regrets. I had a daughter much like you. It didn't work out for her. Nothing I did, but life is harsh. And usually only gives what you are willing to take.
A sad truth.
I don't know what you are planning, dear.
He looks back over at Paradisia.
And I cannot aid you. But if you should find me again in another location,
he looks back over there,
I might be inclined to help you then.
If I find him inside Paradisia kind of thing?
It's kind of what he just said.
Okay. Finding my own truths, I suppose.
Come along. We get too much closer to the mountain.
We'll face the eyes of the dragon.
She is somewhat of a wyvern enthusiast. Likes to keep many eggs and experiment with interbreeding of them. She has hundreds to those mountains.
I turned my horse around. Is he riding a bone horse or anything? I should know. Just a regular looking horse.
The yolk from a wyvern egg, however, can put off a scent. They won't be able to distinguish you from their own. Though, maybe. Don't know where you would find a wyvern egg.
I think you might be smiling under the mask.
It's in my belly!
Sorry, you know, I didn't mean to neglect the rest of you guys. You guys are keeping up with the shop, right?
That's what we were expecting.
We'll say you sold half the goods.
Keep his money separate from our money.
A woman comes up to you guys. She has undead escorts, but she seems uncomfortable next to him. She approaches, and she appears to be living. She's dressed like a handmaiden, simple guards and stuff, but what makes her a little weird is she's wearing a mask like you would wear for COVID over her face. And she smells like, and she has a smell of like lilacs and other
gooseberries.
And gooseberries and all that stuff.
Down boy. I'm looking at her.
Well, this is going to be hard to speak in a, I have not seen, God.
Just do your normal voice. Wait,
here you go. I have not seen you here before. May I inquire, do you perhaps sell toys? Or
what
have
type
any
of
toys?
Toys.
For a boy. Round 8.
Sorry.
I actually have one. I never had a chance to give, what's his name, his toy back after he died. Before he got resurrected, but I got what's the first dude that we rescued's name?
Garn. Yeah.
So remember, I gave him his toy back, but when he died and we got him back, all his possessions was on him.
What toy was that? What was that?
It was like a little doll,
soldier or something.
I don't remember. I gotta look. I've still got it.
We have a cool goblin skull he might like.
Oh no! You know what? I can give him the mini thing I named Torred. My golem.
Oh, yeah.
I present the golem.
Oh, I think he would love that.
G.I. Joe!
How much?
I'm trying to take the sentimentality out of it so I don't blow our cover. But I'm going to say the craftsmanship is unique. But we'll give it for 10.
10 gold?
Yes.
Deal. Could you package it for me?
Sure.
I'll spend. Here's 12.
Thank you. Money, put it to the side.
These other stalls never sell anything for a child.
Most don't. This is just rare that we've come across this.
Thank you.
May I have the name that goes on the package?
Marty wasn't ready. Forcing me to come up with a name, are you? I see.
Yeah, Alder. His name is Alder.
Remind me what the Goblin Skull does exactly.
Does 2d6 fire damage, and then if it kills somebody, you get another Goblin Skull.
Yeah, they turn into
that doesn't do any more damage. It's not just, like it's a crazy stacking device that if you just...
It's a reoccurring bomb. That's all. Just
possibly reoccurring bomb.
Doesn't it do something nasty to you if it doesn't hit someone?
Maybe, but I don't remember that.
I'd have to look it up.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe that would be a nice toy.
Yeah.
What? He drops it and dies, and then she gets a skull. What? God.
How many children do you think are in that city?
One. I don't want to kill the last one. Oh, my God.
Is he really chaotic good?
He's hinging on the darker side of things. All right, so to Alder. And your name?
It's not important.
House of?
To Alder is fine, sir.
Okay. Finish wrapping up.
Thank you. May you have a blessed day.
You too.
And she walks off.
That was weird.
Okay.
Any emblems or anything of any kind of...
On the undead creatures.
Yeah.
There are holy symbols of Bythola.
Oh, shit balls.
That's what he was saying.
Now I understand now. I wasn't following.
What? I'm sorry, I was looking at Goblin. I missed
That's the kid of power.
The kid, we're supposed to go in there and, you know.
And he just gave him a toy.
When he could have given him a bomb.
But a toy I can track because it's got my power in it.
Hey, I mean, it works out, sort of, maybe, if you can actually do the thing
cool
that
you claim. As cool as it would have been if we'd given him the bomb.
So, all right, yeah. Reconnaissance, all right, you're back. Relg says,
it's been a pleasure, my lady. You, take care of yourself.
You do the same. You have cured a bit of my homesickness, I would say.
Hope we get to speak again in my laboratory. And that wasn't meant to be weird. I just have a laboratory. But I could see how once that came out, that sounded really creepy.
Like you're going to dissect me.
Yes.
You've been amongst the dead too long, I think.
I would argue no. I realized that was creepy immediately.
True, but you still said it.
My home. We can speak further.
There you go.
On things of mutual interest. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And may you cure whatever darkness you feel you have.
I will try.
Though I don't see it myself.
And he trots up to the front of the stairs, hands his reins over to one of the undead, and starts walking up the stairs. And all the undead leave him be.
I get off my horse and I put it with the others.
So who's your boyfriend?
Rogue.
Rogue or
R-E-L-G.
Relg.
Relg. Okay. Relg. Solaris's boyfriend. So how'd your trip go? Any observation worthwhile?
We can destroy the dam bit by bit. There are floodgates in place that should keep the city safe with long enough to force people to evacuate, but we'd have to do it in a manner.
It would take time.
It would take time. Couldn't do it at once.
It's like opening different floodgates.
Gotcha.
And there are undead out there who, I can't say for certain, but I would think that they connect to a necromancer or some type of collective undead sentry system. They become aware and their eyes light up when you get within, say, a mile of them. And the mountains are passable, but filled with wyverns. Rogue did say we could possibly keep our scent from them by covering ourselves in wyvern eggs, but we would still have to worry about being seen.
I know how we can get some wyvern eggs. Somebody's selling some.
He alluded to as much.
But that still would also help our scent against everything else, too.
Possibly, maybe get rid of something out there that eats wyverns.
You have no idea if the T-Rex is on you.
I know.
It's been... There's no way he's in this valley. Absolutely no way possible. He's close.
Then we hear him chatting. Hey, we found a leg left of one of our refetten priests. What's going on?
He was mauled by something. That
there was nothing left of them. Yeah, maybe a foot.
Do you guys remember how much time I said you guys saved by taking the bird to get
here?
2 weeks. How long you've been here?
2 weeks.
Funny.
So it sounds like we'll say that you did blah, and I told you blah about Alder.
Gotcha.
So looks like the wagons are the best place to get in, and it sounds like we might have something to go
to
on the inside.
So there's children in there.
One. I didn't catch. Somebody did.
Oh.
But couldn't say it in front of them.
He has a name now.
Yeah, it makes it a little more personal. And she was human and not tainted. That I could feel.
Well, his soul will make it back to the cycle if we're successful.
Hey, he's an 8-year-old kid. Disintegration spell, take him out.
You want to disintegrate him?
Hey, gets him there quicker and we ain't got to get plagued.
I mean,
we got to kill him anyway. What's easier? Just no pain dead or slice his head off? What do you think?
He's a child. I'm fairly certain I can put a couple of Bane arrows through him, and he won't live through the experience.
Unless he's got power already.
How much do we know about his power?
Yeah, like, can I make a religion check on...
You've asked this already. You have no idea, because it could be a range of powers.
Gotcha.
The only thing that you could probably guess is he has some sort of ability to pass on.
He doesn't die from being plagued all the time. That would be my basic guess on...
He's patient zero.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Before we leave, plague masks. They got any for sale?
Yeah.
How much?
Five, five standard each. Huh? Five standards each. They're just simple leather masks.
That's fine with me. We all getting one. That's seven.
I'm immune to disease, but I'll still take one.
Yep.
You guys want to ride back or sleep here?
I prefer to ride back.
Yeah. Stay up. What time of day is it?
It's going into evening. You know what? You honestly would have got here, slept. So it's morning. Took you more than half the day to do what you're doing. So you've been here all day.
If it's almost evening, we'll sleep.
Okay.
It looks more conspicuous if we pack up and leave during the night.
All right. And head back in the morning?
Yep.
Let me roll for Cyclopses.
No.
No troubles. A couple patrols do stop you guys. Papers. You show the papers and they leave you alone. And you guys get back to Vol Shiraz. You guys get back to the stables.
Give him his money for his sales.
Thank you.
Minus my 20% cut off the top.
I appreciate it. You guys are efficient, I must say. Any good information?
Yes, fill him in on what we learned.
Fill him in, all right. Yeah. Interesting.
Kid's name's Alder, and my perception sucks. Sarcasm falls short on me all the time.
That's interesting about the wyverns and the undead that wander the field. It's good. Thank you. I'll pass this along to people that need to know these kind of things.
If the floodgates are released slowly but accurately, how long would it take to get the people away from the flood line?
Well, the river runs to, like, the thing there. If it's released... If it's not just all at once, right?
Yeah.
You might not have the whole town just be flooded away.
I'm just afraid that we do one. And
we're not exactly dam engineers. You got a point there?
It's like, I got it. We're getting one. Clink, all of them. Oops.
He has thousands of people live in that area.
Yeah.
There's, and all their worldly possessions are in hovels.
I don't care about worldly possessions.
I'm talking about they do. You might not. So people are going to be really reluctant to leave said areas. Here's the deal. I found out, I'll get you boys stowed away in the wagon. As of right now, it's going to be a hard deal to get swallowed. I have something we can do to give us an edge. Or more accurately, you all can do. To give us an edge. It will make the party in which we have to convince more amiable to allowing this to happen. First of all, you're going to be dealing with, if we're doing this, you're going to be dealing with some awful creatures. Okay? So don't fly off at the handle of dealing with said awful creatures.
I bought Bane human weapons.
You're an awful creature. Only pieces of shit use Bane weapons against you.
Well, I don't have them, so the piece of shit's over there and over here.
A wizard. She's the one who can set up another. She's like a third party to set up for us to get in there. And she said that your friends are going to need a non-detection active when they pass through the walls, that the Paradisia itself is mythal, something like that, has something like that.
a mithal.
Do you know what one of those are?
It's like a magical machine.
Yeah, that's how she's explained it. And she said things like, if you tried to climb the wall with a spider climb, or you tried to fly in there, or...
glad we didn't take the thing.
An invisibility. Flying, well, that's a mechanical fly. He means this, I mean the spell fly.
But would be
Invisibility would just like pop off of your body when you pass through the shield.
But the invisibility would have been
popped off. Oh, okay. But if you have, she called it a non-detection up when you go through, the part of the mithal that would and let them know there's an intruder wouldn't go off. She can help us out with rolls of paper, scrolls for your group, and then set it up. Does this seem like something worth it to you, or can you guys do this non-detection thing yourselves? This is becoming more like a heist every day.
I don't know if I got that in my repertoire or not.
I think I can do it, but I don't think I know that spell.
She said she can hand out 6 in your cases, non-detection. Scrolls.
What does she want in exchange?
A creature dead. And probably one you guys wouldn't mind killing.
Okay. Would she be willing to make it 7? I wouldn't mind learning the spell.
I'm sure she wouldn't. I don't know how much you know about Vol'Shiraz, but it did used to be on an ancient ground. And things lived here before Vol'Shiraz was built. And one of these things... Mun Mahuldi made into a pet, and it still resides here. They throw it living bodies every now and then to keep it. Its hunger sated, and it's a mystical creature, and she wants its horn.
If it's Mun Mahuldi's pet, its death is going to...
And that comes into the second part. It will make you guys enough of players to be heard by the next party that we are interested in entertaining. It's a two-pronged strategy. I totally understand if you don't want to deal with it. For one thing, this thing is a terrible creature. And then, do you want the heat of Mun Mahuldi? I can try to make the meeting happen without doing this.
It is likely that we will be in the one place Mun Mahuldi will not look for us. But you do not share that same protection.
I am not going to be involved in this as much as this right here. I'm going to be nowhere near it. I have ways to protect myself. And I am taking precautions. Do not worry about me. Though I appreciate it. Teb smiles. I have those I need to look after. And this will greatly enhance it. And I don't know. Something's in the wind. Something's happening. Do you agree to kill this creature?
Do we have any idea what it is? Like physical description? So maybe we might know. Other than a horn?
It's a horror from ancient world. No, it resides in the deep earth. It has a place somewhere it feeds in the city that... is shut down. Nobody goes into. I can show you where this pit is. I have never seen it, though.
Does it have a name?
She just called it a har.
Knowledge religion?
That's not really a nut. I think that... What is an aberration?
Aberrations are arcana.
Kind of.
Woo! Or are they dungeon? 20. It's either dungeon or arcana. Abjurations are dungeoneering. So my dungeoneering roll was a 21. Like I said, I didn't roll it great.
Mine's a 28.
For dungeoneering?
Natural 20.
There you go.
And I got a plus 8.
Maybe we don't have to just fight this creature blind.
Maybe. That's why I was like, any descriptors, anything else that can help.
We just got a name.
But if it's the name is a horror, I know it'd be a Bennett.
I'll try a legend lore.
Well, you already got it. They already got it. You're good.
Okay.
Good. You are thinking with the description of the horn and it being called a horror is called a tentacle horror creature of the old world.
God. Weren't you just showing me a picture of the...
An ancient evil.
Bobby was just showing me a picture of this thing.
An ancient evil, a tentacled horror, is a monstrosity from the unknown depths of the earth. And this is what you will be facing next time. Oh.